Exhausted. It's been two really hard output days, but we got some good work in, and you know, guys are fighting through it. It's a little hot out here, but you know, it's camp, so it's part of it.
Does camp finally begin when you put the pads on?
No, camp started yesterday. I mean, as soon as we get locked down and meetings all day, we're here to 9 o'clock, that's when camp starts.
You get excited, though, to put the pads on and finally get to thump people?
You know what? It's always good putting the pads on, but, you know, I'm not in no rush. I'm not in a rush at all.
We've talked to DeMarcus and other guys at TV that talked about how the camaraderie exists now, having played together a year. How much do you sense that in the secondary outside of Darian? I know he's new, but
yeah.
You and Chris and Tlaib, can that make a difference?
I think we're light years, you know, ahead of where we were last year. Just like you said, the chemistry, you know, knowing how each other's played, the communication that we have with each other now, even learning this new defense together. You know, we're all learning it together, so, you know, we're helping each other with the ins and outs and the little small nuances that come with it. So, you know, it's been good, and, you know, we're just continuing trying to get better.
What are your impressions so far of Darian?
D-Stu, you know, he's a smart player. He's very smart. He's calm back there. That's what I like about him. You never really see him flustered, you know, out of position too much. And he can play both free and strong, so that's great for us. We get interchange.
How have you seen Roby and Jalen, what you got, you and Chris?
I think Roby has matured a lot. You know, I've just seen it with his, you know, preparation, his maintenance with his body and things like that, knowing the defense, coming in, working hard, doing extra things. So I'm excited for him and what he's going to do this year.
What are your personal aspirations for the secondary and for yourself as a whole?
I want to lead the league in interceptions. I want to lead the league in sacks from the secondary. Lead the league in turnovers, pretty much. And we do that, you know, we'll be pretty good.
So is that for you? You said for interceptions or for the secondary?
Secondary.
Okay.
Well, myself, that'll be great too. But that'll help us.
TJ, if Danny Trevathan and Brandon Marshall can come back healthy, what kind of a boost can that give to this defense?
Man, a tremendous boost. Just seeing them out there, having them, they're not going full speed and doing everything we're doing right now, but walkthroughs and 7-on, just having them two down there has been great. Just seeing them down there is kind of another level of comfort having them. You know, they're both great players. I didn't get to play with Danny too much last year. B. Marsh had a great year, and I know what Danny did the year before, so, you know, having them in there together is going to be great.
How does it help communication-wise?
Well, I mean, you have that veteran presence down there. You have two guys that know what they're doing for the most part. But, like I said, we just putting a new defense in, so we're all learning together. But, you know, as far as experience, you know, it helps a lot.
As good as the season as the defense had last year, does that make you excited to know that these pieces are still going to come on?
Yeah. We're even more excited. As good as we were last year, we can be, I feel a lot better. I feel we could be a lot better this year. And, you know, that's the plan and that's the goal.
What specifically, because you stopped the run amazingly well last year. What is it you'd like to see better?
I'd like us to take advantage of the interception opportunities we had. I think we dropped some interceptions last year. I'd like to see us have more forced fumbles. I don't think we had as many forced fumbles last year. You know, I just want to see a score on defense. You know, big plays, turnovers. That's what we want, and that's what we can improve on from last year.
Do you see that fitting with Wade's scheme?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sacks, interceptions, getting to the quarterback, pressure in the offense, making them play your style of football instead of playing theirs. So,
what do you do differently to force more turnovers?
You know, you got to get to the quarterback. You got to flush with the quarterback, make him make mistakes, disguises, and just flat out good coverage.
TJ mentioned how kind of tiring camp already is, but does Kubiak's philosophy of kind of quality over quantity, does that make it more exhausting or does that help?
It has helped a lot, you know, between OTAs and some of the things we're doing in camp. So I'm not going to say it has hindered yet. But I like what he's doing right now with us. He's keeping us fresh, and but we're getting a lot of good work in at the same time.
TJ, you're on the opposite side of the ball worried about the defense, but what do you think of Gary Kubiak's offense and how's it look?
It looks like physical. It looks like a physical offense, you know, run first type and hit you over the top, play action. So, I mean, I've played against his offenses, and that's what he does. So, you know, same thing here.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate you, TJ.
Thanks, man. Okay.